Religious beliefs.
Should America police the world?
Feminism.
Education.
Politics.
Being athletic.
Pollution.
Jobs for teenagers.
Social injustice.
These are the issues we care about, and this is GW Radio.
The big question in everyone's mind is, should Donald Trump be a president? Everyone has different opinions, but most of us have one answer, and it's no. He shouldn't be a president because he has no idea about what he is saying or doing. We asked some of the people in our school, and they all mostly said no.
Our chemistry teacher, Mr. Applebaum, said,
"That's a very difficult question for me to answer, and the reason is I've heard so much stuff from all kinds of biased sources, I can't make heads or tails of it. I know he's a forerunner in the Republican Party, but I know there's a lot of people that don't like him. I got to evaluate that situation further before I decide to cast my vote."
The only different opinion we got was from one of our school police officers, and he said,
"Well, in my opinion, and this is just my personal opinion, I believe that all kings, presidents, and potentates are appointed their positions by Almighty God. So I'll leave it to him. That's the truth."
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Half of the country is with him, and it made us confused. Trump has a lot of crazy, irregular ideas going through his mind.
Relating to what Abin said, Trump has done many things economically in society, many of which affect the businesses and morals of what are held truly in the work ethics in America. The article by Ben Gittes and Jacqueline Varaz on AAF says that
in 2012, roughly 6.8 million employed workers in the private sector were undocumented immigrants. Both presidential candidates, Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz, have both propose that the government fully enforce current laws and remove all 11.3 million undocumented immigrants currently living in the country. Donald Trump has proposed a plan to remove all undocumented immigrants in just 2 years. Many aspects of building a better country involves problems. Many of these problems include the change of the amount of workers that actually have a job, and the variables such as changes in the work location or salary changes. This is where Raynell will now speak more about this topic.
This will require monumental expansions in U.S. immigration enforcement operations. In order to do this, the federal government will need to increase federal immigration apprehension workers from 4,844 to 90,582. Immigration detention personnel from 5,203 to 53,381, federal immigration attorneys from 1,430 to 32,445, and immigration courts from 58 to 1,316.
In addition, the number of immigration detention beds would need to increase from 34,000 to 848,831, and to physically transport all undocumented immigrants out of the country to government would need to charter or a minimum of 17,296 flights and 38,701 bus trips each year.
He wants to build a wall around U.S. to keep off the Mexicans, and he wants to remove all undocumented immigrants from America, and he's influencing a lot of people dislike immigrants by saying they take our money, jobs, and all that.
One of the articles in the New York Post says, "Brothers who beat down immigrant in Trump's honor headed to prison." This happened in August of 2015. The article states, two Boston brothers who claimed to be inspired in part by Donald Trump's views on immigrants were sentenced to state prison after admitting they beat a homeless man because they thought he was an illegal immigrant.
He wants to remove all undocumented immigrants from U.S. The article by Ben Chidas and Jacqueline Varaz on American Action Forum states removing all the undocumented immigrants from the U.S. and preventing all future unlawful entry would cost between $400 billion and $600 billion and reduce real gross domestic product by over $1 trillion.
But doing this would cost the United States from $400 billion to $600 billion, and also removing all undocumented immigrants would cause the economy to decline by over $1 trillion. Donald Trump wants to build a wall on the Mexico and U.S. border, a roughly 2,000 miles long fence on the Mexico border, will cost $10 billion. The article written by Jason Carroll said that the roughly 2,000 miles long wall will cost around $10 billion by itself. Donald Trump has also repeated many times that Mexico, not the U.S., will foot the bill. Mexico already said that it won't pay the bill. After hearing all of this, should Donald Trump really be president?
If you guys want more information on the plan Donald Trump just says he will do, you can visit DonaldJTrump.com. You guys can vote for our next president on November 8th.
R.I.P. to the great Muhammad Ali. May his soul rest in peace.